From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Time now for your letters. We talked to our tech guy, Omar Gayaga, of the Austin American Statesman yesterday about how business cards are going digital. Omar mentioned that iPhone users can now exchange their information wirelessly through an application called Bump. Dave Lieb of Mountain View, California, wrote to us. He's one of the founders of Bump Technologies, and he noted one tiny glitch in our conversation. Omar mentioned that you rub your phones together to connect when, in fact, you just bump them together, said Mr. Lieb. That's the whole reason we named the technology Bump. Our marketing department, meaning me, feels like a total failure.
We had plenty of reaction to my interview with Tom Main. He's the founder of Morphosis Architects, a firm that's just unveiled a new type of house in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward, one that floats with rising floodwaters. Many listeners pointed out that a floating house is not exactly new. The idea has been used in some form for years in the Netherlands.
And Joe Salter of Knoxville, Tennessee, writes this: the idea of the floating house has been around for a long time. It's known as the houseboat. What's next? Renaming the double wide?
On to another story. Elliot Madison was arrested recently for directing protesters away from police via Twitter during last week's G20 summit in Pittsburgh. We talked to law professor Paul Butler of the George Washington University about the very thin line between obstructing the law and simply reporting information during a chaotic situation.
Hearing this conversation reminded Wilt Cunningham of a Vietnam War protest in Washington, D.C., covered by a fledgling news program making its debut.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Robert Conley with All Things Considered.
Mr. Cunningham writes, on May 3rd, 1971, I was on a roof right across the street from the Ford Theater in Washington, D.C. Some brand new radio program was telling me where John Mitchell was and where the people in the street and the police were.
A line of young people has just come across the highway. Traffic has stopped. And here come the police. One, two.
Mr. Cunningham concludes, you may have noticed that I'm still listening.
Well, whether you're new to the program or have been there since day one, we want to hear from you. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.